Greetings to all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviors. And I thank God that He has brought us back together in Christ, united by one Spirit. I praise God for His provisions and guidance, and for allowing us to worship Him together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And I thank each of you so much for inviting me and allowing me to share the Word of God today, and for Tammy to reach out to me to deliver the message for this morning. God is gracious, God is merciful, God is love. And thanks God that we got a great time without disruptions, that we got gathered together here this morning. And thanks to all of you that you love the Lord and that you give your time for Him to come into His house, His holy place, to worship, to praise Him, and to listen His word. And this is what is pleasing to the Lord. The chosen passage for today's sermon is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. It reads, "As you come to Him, the living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, 'See, I laid a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in Him will not be put to shame.' Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders reject has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possessions, that you may declare the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the word of God. So as a Christians and believer in Christ, our identities define who we are, both individual and as community of faith. However, we live in a fast-paced world where we often don't make time or spend time with God, and we keep making excuses that we're busy or we're tired, and we have life less time to have fellowship with the Lord personally, self-reflections, or discerning what God has called us into His missions. And in these worlds, as we already know, we sometimes become overwhelmed by worries about our surrounding and what others think of us. And then because of our thought and thinking that we go through and the sufferings that we've been through, we become low self-esteem and don't have confidence about ourselves. And even though we are believers, many of us may not know who we truly are and what our identity is through Christ. Therefore, what I want to share with you today is that we are not who we think we are. Instead, we are who God chose us to be. In His grace, love, and mercy through His Son, Jesus Christ. So therefore, today's the message is going to be about our new identity through Jesus Christ. Looking back, biblical history and even present, in this present time, thanks God for His mercy and Jesus Christ as our Redeemer. It is through God's grace and mercies that He chose His precious beloved Son, who is symbolically referred to as living stone here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 5. Jesus was chosen by God and precious to Him, but rejected by humans. Because they don't believe in Him. Jesus Christ was chosen because of our sin and the fact that we fall into a world full with darkness and chaos. However, God's love is precious. And by choosing His Son, Jesus Christ, it shows how much God is merciful to us, that His love is unfailing, even when we disobey Him. And God chose Jesus Christ as a living sacrifice for our sins so that we can have our new identity in Christ. Beginning on verse 4, Jesus Christ as a living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to Him. In verse 5, it affirms that we are also like a living stone when we come to Christ. And when we come to Christ, with Christ, we are not among the punishment or among the dead, but are a living stone being built into a spiritual house to serve as a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. These reveal three key facts about who we are as we come to Christ and believe in Him. And number one, when we come to Christ, we are like living stones because we belong to the living stone, Jesus Christ. We no longer what we once were in the past, bound in the darkness and under in the punishments of sin. And number two, when we come to Christ, we are being built into a spiritual house. Just as a house is built with many parts, in Christ, although we come from various backgrounds, status, or title, we are one in the body of Christ. And there is no divisions based on our status or titles, Jews or Gentile, male or female. Christ is the chief cornerstone and the foundations of the spiritual house, and we are members of the household built by Him. And number three, we are called to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So if we are unsure about who we are as a follower of Christ, now we know. And in fact, each individual who has not come to Him or don't know Him yet is now invited to come into Him and believe in Him. Transition is to verse 9. The scriptures declares that we are now a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possessions. As of today, we are called to remember that we are a chosen people of God through Christ. In the Old Testament, if we look back, God's chosen people are referred to as the Israelites, who are descendants of Abraham. However, in the New Testament, everyone who comes to Christ and believes in Him, whether Jews or Gentile, is considered God's chosen people. We are all invited and accepted into God's families through Christ by His grace and mercy. And as God's chosen people and believer in Christ, we are called to fulfill God's purposes, as it was in the scriptures. These include being light to the nations that do not yet know Christ and are still in darkness, being porters to those who are weak. If we can't do much but through actions and words, even to our fellow believers who are weak, we are valued, loved, and cared for by God through Christ. There are many ways we can bring light to those around us and to those who do not know Him. It doesn't have to be huge. Even small acts of kindness can make significant differences in someone's life. Next, we are called to remember that we are a holy priesthood. In the Old Testament, the priesthood was responsible for offering sacrifices, interceding on behalf of God's people, and communicating with God. For example, when God's people sin against Him, they have to bring an animal sacrifice and inform the priesthood. They can't just ask for forgiveness on their own. The priesthood would have to make animal sacrifice to God and ask for forgiveness on God's people's behalf. Now, thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, every born again believer has been made a priesthood before God. And as a priesthood through Christ, we have direct access to God. It is not like in the past where God's people have to present themselves to the priest. As of now, we are so blessed that we can ask God directly for the forgiveness of our sins. We can pray and communicate with God openly and honestly. We can pray for ourselves and for others. We are free as a priesthood, but also under obligations to live holy lives, because our Lord God is holy and righteous. And just because God granted us a new identity in Christ doesn't mean we can do whatever we want to rebel against Him. We must do the right things and allege our life with the Lord. As believers in a priesthood, we are to offer up our spiritual sacrifice to God, including being a living sacrifice of holy obedience to God in non-conformity to the world, in offering our petitions and the sacrifice of praise to God, serving Him with whole heart and willing hand, performing good deeds, giving our material possessions and presenting our bodies to God as instruments of righteousness. As a holy priesthood, we are called to intercede and pray for others. And this is why when someone asks us to pray for them, we have the right to do so. We have the obligations to declare the good news of Jesus Christ through every part of our lives, so that others may see Christ in us. Next, we are called to remember that we are a holy nation. Believers collectively are set apart for God and His kingdom as a holy nation, and to proclaim the gospel of salvation to His glory and praise. These revelations must temper all nationalisms among believers. As a holy nation, we are called to live righteously, strive to follow God's commandments, and pursue righteousness in all areas of life. We are called to love one another, as Jesus emphasized the importance of love as defining characteristic of His followers. We must seek prayer, God's guidance, and work to maintain unity and peace. Additionally, we are called to remember we are God's special possession, meaning we are deeply valued by God, just as treasury possessions hold significance, worth, and importance. Being God's special possessions means that we as believers are deeply loved and valued by Him. This reflects the depth of God's commitments and affections towards His people. We are protected and cared by God, just as one would protect and care for his valued belongings. God offers guidance, protections, and care for His people. His faithfulness guarantees that He sustains and support us through life challenges. We can strive to allege our life with our new identity in Christ so that we can fulfill God's missions and ensure His salvation reaches the entire earth. And I know that as a human, we have many weaknesses that we cannot always control in our lives. If God gives us a new identity, regardless of our past, we can also fulfill God's purpose through Christ. We cannot do this on our strength, for sure. And we need Jesus Christ as our strength and source, since He is the foundations and cornerstones of our lives and everything. Truly, without Christ, we cannot accomplish much, and not at all, and we will fall and perish. We are called to remember that we are free in Christ. We are free from sin, bondage, and darkness. We are no longer weak and weary. We have power and strength through Christ. No enemies can defeat us, as we are God's children and His chosen people. We belong to Him, we are His people, and He is our God through Christ Jesus. So we may live a life without fears, emptiness, hopelessness, and sadness. As a new identity in Christ and believer, we are called to live a life that reflects His characters, love, mercy, and grace, share the good news with those who lost hope, pray for those in need, speak the words to those who are sick and lost. And as we reflect on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, we see the transformative power of our new identity in Christ. We are all invited to come to Christ, the living stone, who is rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to Him. In united with Christ, we also become living stone, being built into a spiritual house. As a holy priesthood, we are called to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ. Our identity changes as we now belong to a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's special possession. This new identity serves to proclaim the praise of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once we were not His people, but now we are the people of God, having received mercy. Through Christ, we are given the incredible privilege of belonging to God and the responsibility of reflecting His light and love to the world. Embracing this identity, we are empowered to live lives through honoring Him, bearing witness to His transforming grace and truth. Our new identity in Christ calls us to live with purpose, dignity, the joys that come from being securely held as God's own. So may we now live life that aligns with 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10, and may the grace of God fill us with His understanding and wisdom. Amen.